Hello everyone and welcome. This is Roger Pipe of RogReviews.com. We are up to part 6 of our 2017 Avian Award nominations podcast. We're getting down to the wire, less than a week to go before all the balloting has to be done. I have done a good portion of my voting already, did a lot of sort of a marathon viewing before the holiday, and now voting on that. So we are coming down to it. I hope you enjoyed the first 5 episodes. You can click down below and listen to them. Wherever you are listening, I hope that you will consider our sponsors, The Lachlan McLeod Show, a great podcast about life with a disability, and several topics including adult industry stuff. Lachlan does a great job, has a lot of interesting things to say. Also, IAFD.com, the most important website on the planet for adult information. PipelineMultimedia.com for all of your PR and marketing needs, and Sexy Slapstick Video for your wet and messy splashing movies. We are still taking sponsorships if anybody would like to step up. It's $150. You do get the 3 mentions per episode, as well as the links and banners below if you'd like. We will continue this series until we're finished, probably another 5 or 6 episodes, going over each of the categories. We will also then do the contest. We will have our Pick the Winners contest. Anybody who would like to suggest a category that should be covered, we're going to cut 25 to 15 this year. You guys get to pick your own ballot, and the winner will get prizes. Fleshbot has so far stepped up. We're looking for maybe an adult novelty manufacturer to step up on that, maybe a few websites if you want to give maybe a 3-month membership or something. Be great to have that. So without further ado, if you want to know what's going on, if you want to go back to the first couple, we cover the history of what this podcast series is, but I think by now most of you know. If you're joining us in number 6, please go back and listen to 1 through 5. If you want to follow along, go over to avian.com/awards. Click on the nominee list. We're a little more than a third of the way down. We're on to Best Makeup. Beauty and the Beast, Cosplay Geeks, The Donald from Hustler, Hot Fangs, How the Grinch Gaped Christmas, Not Tracy Lords XXX, Outland, Parodies Awaken, Sex Machina, Storm of Kings, Suicide Squad XXX, Supergirl XXX, 10-Inch Mutant Ninja Turtles and Other Porn Parodies, This Ain't American Horror Story, and This Ain't Fallout. There's a lot in this category. There's a lot of sort of extreme makeup. Beauty and the Beast stands out. Hot Chicks, Big Fangs for the monster look. The Ninja Turtles thing. The stuff that was in This Ain't American Horror Story was very good. The Not Tracy Lords, I'm just about halfway through that movie finally, from Will Reiter. What I think is cool about the makeup and hair in that movie is that they do a pretty good job of making it a genuine 1980s look and feel. So I like that one. The rest of them are all kind of out there. Outland from Harmony has a great look overall. That includes the makeup. That's definitely something to check out in this category. Now, Best Male Newcomer. By the way, if you want to leave feedback, roger@rogereviews.com, Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter. Also, the comment section below apparently does work. Don had trouble. We do thank Don for his email comments that we covered last time. Just find a way to get them to me, and we will cover them. Best Male Newcomer, I always kind of say, who cares? We don't really know male porn stars until they've done quite a few movies, unless they just jump off the screen at us. J.D. Bella, Rob Carpenter, Lucas Frost, Brian Gosling, Buddy Hollywood, Ricky Johnson, Ryan King, Mike Mancini, Jordi Del Nino Poya, and Donnie Rock. Basically, because Ricky Johnson has a good publicist, a great publicist actually, an Erica Icon, we know a little about him, and Brian Gosling has his own series for Evil Angel. Those are the guys who stand out, those are the guys we all know. I think those are your, gotta be your favorites. Otherwise, I think they're just sort of names. It's a tough category, and I don't want to, downgrade the work they do because it's good. I just think it's harder for new... Most people looking for porn are not looking for new, fresh guys. They're looking for guys who are consistent, get the most out of female performers, and that comes with experience usually, and who don't get in the way. So I think it's a tougher thing. Best marketing campaign company image: Adult Empire, Archangel, Blacked, Burning Angel, Elegant Angel, Evil Angel, Game Link, Girlfriend Films, Girls Away, Jules Jordan, Mile High Media, New Sensations, Vivid, Wicked, and Wood Rocket. Who positions themselves the best? This is a really interesting category. The description of the category is most outstanding marketing of one company over an entire year. So, when you look at this list, Adult Empire's done a nice job with their pay-for-your-porn. Gamelink has done a good job of really raising their profile as well. But I think it's different. That's not a production company, although Empire makes their own movies. But if you look at the job that they've done with Archangel, again with Erica's help, Burning Angel always positions itself nicely. Evil Angel continues to still be a juggernaut. I really like what Girls Way has done. Jules Jordan always has a great company image. The Blacked Tushy Vixen imprint has done... they've done a great job of making that a powerhouse. The material also makes it a powerhouse, but I definitely think that they're a front runner. And honestly, Wicked continues to be sort of a great leading voice in our industry and has a great reputation. And a lot of that has to do with the marketing. Now, best marketing campaign individual project: the aforementioned Adult Empire Pay for Your Porn. Great campaign. Really love that one. Babysitting the Baumgartners from Adam and Eve. They did a good job of making that an event. That movie really sort of stood out because of the pre-marketing and the great job they did. DP Star 2 from Digital Playground. Free Porn Day from Evil Angel. Thought that was a very interesting campaign. Hard to Love, John Stagliano. That, of course, is a great movie from John and Evil Angel. The J.O.B. from Wicked Pictures. Love that movie. Mark or Nothing from Mark Dorcel. No One Prop 60. Julia Ann really spearheaded that, and we haven't talked about it. We just came off this election cycle, and I haven't talked at all about the election in any podcast, but the defeat of Prop 60 was absolutely a grassroots David and Goliath story, because AIDS Health Foundation had so much money, and the adult industry had very little that they put into it, but people did a lot of legwork. A lot of people did. Julia Ann definitely took the forefront, though, and really educated people, made it a social media campaign, and did a tremendous thing for us. Not Tracy Ullers, Triple X. Lots of fun, interesting. We'll talk more about that later. Pornhub Diesel campaign, Real Fucking Girls from Groovy, Storm of Kings Triple X parody Brazzers, Suicide Squad Triple X from Axel Braun, 10 Inch Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Vixen Angel from Vixen. I think the job Julia Ann did, and I know it's not a traditional marketing thing, but it is so important and was so impressive that I think we have to stand up and take notice, and she deserves an award for that. It was a great job, tremendous job by everybody in the industry who came together and defeated Prop 60. Best MILF movie, so individual title: Dirty Rotten Motherfuckers 10 from Jules Jordan, Evil MILFs 2, Interracial and MILF from Blacked, Legendary Players from Arrows. I like that series, by the way. Mandingo MILFs from Archangel. That one had one of my favorite scenes of the year in it with Mandingo and Sarah Vandella. Manuel is a MILFomaniac 5. MILF Dreams from AE. MILF Hunter 40. MILF on MILF 2. MILF Performers of the Year 2016. Really like that. The Star Showcase treatment that Elegant gave it. Mother's Love 6. Neighborhood Moms Down to Fuck from Forbidden. Office Affairs. She Will Cheat. It's an interesting series from Metro. Like that a lot. I got to see those because they sent them over to review, and I like them. Prime MILF 3 from Hard X, and True MILF 3 from Archangel. Individual title in this category: the Performers of the Year 16 stood out for me. As did Mandingo's MILFs. Interracial and MILF from Blacked was also very good. They do a great job of getting performers with good chemistry, no matter what sort of subgenre they're doing on Blacked, whether it's, you know, Cheating Housewives or MILFs or teens or whatever it is they're doing. They do a really good job of it. I like that movie a lot. Best New Imprint? That's another one I think that has a lot to do with marketing. Getting noticed in adult is something... it's not always easy. This is something I hope one of my PR clients... we're hoping this is a category we will see our client in next year. If we can get the campaign launched, it'll be interesting. But Best New Imprint for now. Bella Pass, Blue City Pictures, Colette X-Art, Culineros, Dark X, Holly Randall Productions, Hotshot Productions, Perv City, Pretty Dirty, She Will Cheat, Sin's Life, Vision Films, Venus Lux Entertainment, Vixen, and Wasteland. Obviously, Vixen has the advantage of being part of the Blacked Tushy family and the next line to be rolled out with a lot of fanfare, a lot of well-deserved praise, and a lot of really great images to look at. So that's obviously a favorite. Sin's Life is a lot of fun. Johnny and Kissa Sin's sort of doing their own take on Gonzo. Reminds me, you know, back in the day, Seymour Butts, Buttman, that kind of Gonzo. Really good stuff. Perv City is a Evil Angel offshoot. Fantastic stuff. Dark X, of course, is Mason's latest imprint. A lot of Blacked influence in Dark X. It's very obvious. I don't think they're even trying to hide it. Definitely shows that that brand has arrived when there are imitators out there. So I think Vixen has a pretty good shot at taking that one. Best New Series. Anal Brats from Leigh Wood, Mark Wood, and Francesca Leigh. Two of my favorite people in the industry. Two great, great pornographers. Gangbang POV from Bang Productions, Don't Break Me from Mofos, Exotic and Curvy from Porn Pros, Forbidden Family Affairs, Team Skeet, Her First Interracial from Dark X, Hookup Hotshot from Evil Angel, that of course is the Brian Gosling stuff, Hot for Transsexuals, Aiden Starr, Perfect Threesomes from Colette, Petite Ballerinas Fucked from Nubiles, saw that, really like it, definitely a genre, the sort of thing you would expect from a website, now in a series of DVDs. Good stuff. Slut Training from James Dean. Tony's Fuck List from Tony Rebus. Transsexual Girlfriend Experience from Devil's Films. What's Next from New Sensations. And Young Tight Sluts Mike Adriano. A lot of these series from established filmmakers are sort of an extension of what we've seen from them before. The Adriano stuff looks like Adriano stuff. The Leigh Wood stuff is very much in keeping with what they've always done. The Hookup Hotshot from Evil Angel, not a huge fan of Brian Gosling. He reminds me very much of a millennial Max Hardcore, but it's good stuff. I recognize it for what it is. It's very good stuff. I think that has a decent shot. Her First Interracial, Dark X, has gotten some really good buzz. That could also be a big one. Now we're going to skip over alphabetically Best New Starlet because I want that to be sort of a final one. So we will move on to Best Non-Sex Performance. Have to check really quickly. Yes, of course. There is a... I believe it is written into porn law that James Bartholet must have at least one nomination. James is an industry personality, publicist, radio host, and one of the finer actors in our industry, and he does a lot of non-sex stuff that is really good. He is on this list. James Avalon from Lefty, Naomi Banks, Suicide Squad. She did a nice job in very limited work. James, as I mentioned, Beauty and the Beast. Seth's Beard from 10 Inch Mutant Ninja Turtles. Juanito Blanco from Cindy, Queen of Hell. Tom Byron in Not Tracy Lords Triple X, which was a very nice nod to the period. Obviously someone who was around and prominent, now playing Jim South. Very good job. Kiki Dare from New Beginnings. Kiki's been a friend of mine for a long time. Finally got her first nomination after a long time in the industry, and it's for a non-sex role. Luca Fisher from Slutty Mom, James Dean Productions. I just reviewed that Luca's job basically is to be tied up and gagged while his mom gets gangbanged. And his sister as well. Not to, you know, spoiler alert, but that's what happens. Jane Hamilton in Student Body 5s, Kylie Ireland, Shades of Kink 6, Eric John in DNA, which you guys know by now, one of my favorite movies of the year. Andy Long in The Marine, also a really great movie. Brie Mills from Little Red, Fred Passion in Sherlock XXX, and my good friend Tim Von Swine for playing Chris Christie in Republican Candidate Wife Swap. Very funny, limited role for him. I think Byron has to be the overwhelming favorite. He's an industry icon and did a great job in a movie that's a throwback to when he was first starting out. Once again, we will pause for our sponsors, The Lachlan McLeod Show, great podcast. Check him out. Check the link down below. Also, IAFD.com, PipelineMultimedia.com, and SexySlapstickVideos.com. Please check out all those sites. And if you're interested in sponsoring to replace one of those thank you sponsorships, let me know. Drop me an email, roger@rogerviews.com, $150. Ideal time as we're getting toward the end of our series to sponsor someone who's in the fan voting. We can do a vote for your fan favorite there sponsorship. Okay? Getting back to it. I feel like I'm talking really fast today. Best older women, younger girl movie. This to me is one of those super specific genres. It's best all girl, but it's older, younger. Babes Illustrated, Cougars Love Kittens, Couples Seeking Teens, Reality Junkies. I like that series. Good fantasy series. Girl Fiction from Smash, Lesbian Adventures. I liked Girl Fiction, by the way. I reviewed that. Really good movie. Lesbian Adventures, Older Women, Younger Girls 9, Lesbian Family Affair. There's a lot of family stuff creeping into this series, as you see. Lesbian Seductions 56, MILFs, Old Men and Young Whores from Burning Angel, Moms in Control 4 from Brazzers, Moms Lick Teens 4 from Reality Kings, Moms Teach Sex 5 from Nubiles, all kind of the same feel to those movies. Mother-Daughter Exchange Club, of course, is a very popular girlfriends film series. They're up to 44 in that one. Mother-Lover Society 15, My Evil Stepmom Fucked My Ass from Dana Vespoli Productions, Evil Angel. Super, super hot movie, by the way. Spying on Mommy from Girls Way and Stepmom Videos 4 from Bang Productions. Some of these are all girl. Some are not. Some are threesome-oriented. Some are... So it's an interesting... And I think it kind of depends on what it is you like. Some good stuff in there, though. And an interesting category. I wonder what you guys think. Is that a necessary category, or are we hyper-niching the industry? Best oral movie, hashtag MyFace2 from Archangel, Blow Bar from Perv City, Cocksucking Challenge 34 from our good friend Porno Dan. There's a good person to sponsor. Give a thank you sponsor to. Porno Dan is up for best favorite male cam performer from the AVN Awards. Vote for Porno Dan. Deep Throat League from Perv City, Face Fucked Throated, Facialized 3 from Hard X, Gag Reflex 2 from Darko, I Came on James Dean's Face 7 from Dean, Jules Jordan, Feeding Frenzy 12, Jules Jordan video. That series is one of the best blowbang series ever, still going strong, fantastic. Honestly, some of my favorite group oral scenes, and I think the way the genre is shot owes a ton to the Feeding Frenzy series. Mouth Service from Eros, Oral Obsessions, Cocksucking Fanatics from Cal Vista, Slobber River BJs from Perf City, reviewed a couple of those, Sloppy Head 7 from Darko, Suck Balls 5 from Darko, and Wet Food 7 from Darko, 3 in a row, and a total of 4 from Johnny Darko. So clearly, that gentleman and the way he shoots oral sex is being recognized, and it should. It's fantastic. Along with the aforementioned Feeding Frenzy 12, those three movies, Sloppy Head 7, Suck Balls 5, and Wet Food 7, all fantastic efforts. Very good Johnny Darko stuff. Best oral sex scene. Okay, Dakota from hashtag MyFace2. Adriana Chechik's Ultimate Sluts, The Ultimate Slut from Darko. Aria Alexander Swallows Every Last Drop from Swallow Salon. That's reviewed up on the site. Asa Goes to Hell from Wicked Pictures. Brett Rossi is Delicious from Trenchcoat X. Deep Throat League 2, Perv City, Skin Diamond and Tiana Trump. Facialize 3, The Morgan Lee Scene, really fantastic. Feeding Frenzy 12 gave us Marsha May. Good, really good scene. Not the best in the movie, I don't think, but good. Gag Reflex 2, Christina Rose. Massive Facial 7, Chanel Preston. Chanel Preston getting big facials. Quite the scene. Mouth Magic from Blair Williams. That's Teen Skeet. That's also reviewed on the site. Slobber River BJ's Veronica Rodriguez and Riley Reed. That was a really good combination. Very, very hot. Supergirl Triple X from Riley Steele. Nice little addition there. Throat Training 2, Jillian Jansen, Casey Calvert, and Adra Fox. And Wet Food 7, Samantha Roan. The Asa Akira scene stands out for me completely. Super, super hot. But you've got some really different scenes here. The one from Swallow Salon, the one from Teen Skeet, very different than some severe blowbang stuff. So again, I think it depends on what you like. Best Orgy or Gangbang Movie. Blacked Out 5 from Devil's Films, Foursomes and Morsomes Immoral, Gangbanged 7. Mentioned that a couple times in this series. I really like the work in Gangbang 7. Two great scenes. Without A-plus list stars, good stars that I like, but the movie exceeded my expectations. Gangbang Orgies from Colette, Gangbang Fantasies from Vision, Gangbang Her Little White Thing 18 from Dog Fart, Ginger Orgy, Third Degree, In the VIP 27, Reality Kings, Interracial Orgies from Black, that has a couple of really great small group scenes in it, McBlue's Best Day Ever, of course McBlue in the reverse gangbang style, My First Black Gangbang from Third Degree, My Hot Wife's Gangbang 3, New Sensations, My Sister's First Gangbang from Digital Sin, Orgy Masters 8 from Jules Jordan, and Whiteout 3 from Devil's Films. So the category starts and ends with Devil's Film Gangbang, the Blacked Out, which of course is black on white, and the Whiteout, which is white on black. Both really good. McBlue's Best Day Ever is tough to beat in this category, but that's assuming that you like lots of girls with one guy scenes as opposed to the other. Like Gangbang 7 was really good. I like the stuff that Porno Dan does with Immoral as well. It's a lot of fun. The Ginger Orgy. Guys know I love redheads, so that's a really good scene as well. We can do two. We're going to split the peas. No, we'll do both P's. We'll just do them in reverse order, because I wanted to end on Best Parody. So we'll skip Best Parody and go down to Best Polyamory Movie. This, to me, again, is... Do we need this category? Are these... And you'll notice there's a lot of different styles here. Annika's Cuckold POV. Is that polyamory or is that cuckold? What's the difference? Babysitting the Baumgartners, which is just a feature. Happens to deal with polyamory. Casual Encounters from Wicked, Cuckold Sessions 21, DP My Wife With Me 8. Okay, Forbidden, great movie by the way. I'm just the different styles are kind of interesting me here. Forbidden Affairs 6, my ex-wife's daughter, Gonzo Story, Sister Swapping, Kinky Cuckold 3, Gangbang from Severe. That's definitely a different from the rest of the movies in this genre. Open Relationship from Digital Playground, Polyamory 2 from Erotica X, Tales from the Edge, My Wife's First Girlfriend, The Three of Us 4 from Porn Pros. So there's swinging, there's open relationship, there's cheating, there's cuckold, there's reverse cuckold gangbangs. There's interesting stuff here. So It's a tough category to kind of pin down, but there's really good movies here. Annika's Cuckold POV was really good from BAM. Babysitting the Baumgartners was a good light couples feature. DP My Wife With Me 8, great series, really good if you like the idea of sharing your wife with somebody. Really hot stuff. Kinky Cuckold 3 Gangbang, very interesting. Not my flavor of porn, but really well done by my friends at Severe Sex, who are awesome. So those kind of stand out. Last one, Best Parody. Now, what I like about AVN is there's one category. I'm still very involved with XRCO, doing their publicity and helping out and voting and trying to be a voice for change. I think we have three or four parody categories. I like that AVN is kind of sticking to one because you get one that's pretty solid. Beauty and the Beast, which was good. Ghostbusters, XXX, I just saw from Brazzers. Entertaining. How the Grinch Gaped Christmas, which was funny, from Burning Angel. Little Red, a lesbian fairy tale from Girls' Way, very well done. The stuff from Girls' Way is so well done, I'm just super impressed. Not Tracy Lords, XXX, halfway through, so far I like it. The One I Lust from AE, Republican Candidate Wife Swap from Hustler. Really glad to see this on here instead of their other Trump parody, which sucked. This one was really kind of funny and sexy. Sex Machina from Digital Playground, Storage Horror Orgy from from Devil's Films, Suicide Squad XXX from Axel Braun. I liked it. I liked the mainstream one too. I'm unapologetic about it. Too bad. Sue me. Supergirl XXX was good. 10-inch Mutant Ninja Turtles, This Ain't American Horror Story XXX, which I was very impressed by. Not sure I loved it, but I was impressed by it. This Ain't Fallout and True Detective. So this is a pretty good category. Really liked Ghostbusters, really liked Little Red, really liked Not Tracy Lords so far, really liked the Republican Wife Swap, and really liked Suicide Squad, if you're looking for five. And then that still leaves some good ones, including Supergirl, outside the top five. So, good stuff. Okay, I think that's enough for today. Before we go, once again, I welcome your feedback. Roger T. Pipe on Twitter, RogerReviews.com. Click on the feedback below. Would love to hear what you guys have to say about things. Incidentally, we are still waiting for the journalist to look at the raw Tony T footage to see if there's anything that would dispute the Nikki Benn side of the story. Once again, I want to thank our sponsor, the Lachlan McLeod Show. Check it out. Check out Lachlan's podcast on life with a disability and other issues. Visit IAFD.com to know everything there is to know about porn. PipelineMultimedia.com for all your porn and marketing, PR and marketing needs, and of course, sexy slapstick video. And please go to the fan voting, vote for Porno Dan for favorite cam guy. He deserves it. He's a great guy. That's it. Hope you're all having a wonderful holiday season. I will be doing a few of these while I go on vacation, but maybe a little while in between volumes while I finish up voting and take some time off. Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.